All right, let's move on to.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
great job.
Yeah, thank you. Item 9D, I thought she might be the same one there, so that's where I was. Who's that going to be? Community development. Head fire, debris removal. Brandon is back.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Rick King, Community Development Director. As you know, we're in the process of trying to get the head fire cleaned up. It's occurred last year. Essentially, the state usually does this process. It's been dropped in the county to move forward with all the contracting and so forth. So the consulting contract has been issued to Tetra Tech. That's the environmental piece of it. Next piece is debris removal, and there's hazard tree removal also. We had two bids that came in, and the lowest bid is likely to be awarded to SW Maintenance.
Okay.
The recommended motion.
I have a recommended motion.
Second.
Then a second.
Okay. Who's paying for this?
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
So, state of California is to be reimbursing us 75%. Basically,
so we're on hook for 25% of it.
Yeah.
Where's that money coming from?
There you go.
Is that general fund?
It's coming from somewhere.
There is fraud.
It's not inexpensive, and just for reference, chosen to divide up the debris removal contract with the hazard tree removal contract also. Hopefully, we'll get more competitive bids and we'll be from loggers versus other folks, so we'll save some out there.
Okay.
That will be coming to you.
Okay.
I have a motion and a second.
Okie dokie, ready for the vote?
Yes.
Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor
Aye.
Obrin. Aye. And Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 9E, County Clerk.
All right. Now, what have we got here? All right. So, this is the Clerk's Office received a resolution from the Governing Board of the Shasta Valley Cemetery District. And the district is requesting a reduction in the number of trustees from 5 members to 3 members. And pursuant to Health and Safety Code Section 9025, the Board of Supervisors has 60 days after receiving that resolution to consider their request through a public hearing. And basically that's what we're asking here. The district is asking the board to consider reducing that district. And the cemetery districts are appointed districts only. They are not, it's not an elected district. The board appoints to those, to cemetery districts.
And they'd like to get this done by the end of the year, probably, so they can start their normal.
Well, we have actually, right at the moment, they have two vacancies, and one of them has already been in the process, was continued because we didn't have anybody interested, and the clerk's office is working on the second one, which will be coming back, I believe it's on September 3rd.
So can this go on the 3rd? That's where I was headed.
If it can go on the 3rd, we could always do this first and then consider the appointment after.
Okay.
Because it could be a moot point.
Okay. So let's shoot for the 3rd. Do you need a motion?
I do need a motion.
So moved.
So.
And a second.
And Help?
Yep.
All righty. And 9-3-8-24 for public hearing. And of course, there's notification process, and I will let the district know if anybody wants to speak at that public hearing, and also accept public comments. And I'm assuming our 9 a.m. or soon thereafter language that we normally use.
Sure, whatever works.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye.
Supervisor Obrin.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye. 9F, County Clerk, canceling.
Yes, if we could look into either reschedule or cancel November 5 Board of Supervisors meeting. We are holding the 2024 presidential general election, and this would allow me in particular. It's going to be busy. Every 4 years.
I don't have any problem with that. Do we want to schedule another one? Looking to Ms. CAO over there, or do you think we just go with one?
I support going with one.
Okay.
And I believe we did one in March.
In March.
Yeah.
We did okay.
Yeah. Okay. So do you need a motion to that effect?
Yes, I do. If we could consider it, then it'd be cancel
November. November 5th and just cancel it.
That's one motion.
Okay. And I'll second it.
All righty. Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Excuse me, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye. Items 10A and 11A are being dropped from the agenda today, and they'll be rescheduled, I assume, or potentially.
Clerk received a request to vacate the hearing. I believe that's the correct language.
Okay.
Yes.
With a date to be determined to bring it back. So we would have to, at that point, bring it back to the board to set.
Oh, so do you need a motion to vacate?
You would need a motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Looking for, have a motion. Second. I'll second.
Okay. Supervisor Hill.
All right.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
And that would then officially, would it be a cancel then of the closed session that's associated
okay,
with it?
You can drop that from the agenda.
Drop from agenda. Thank you.
Okay. We'll recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Conservation District. Item 13A, this is the time for public comment. Any in-house? Seeing none. Any online?
Showing none online.
Minute approval.
I've received no corrections.
Move to approve, sir.
I have a motion and second.
Let's see. And Director Help.
Recuse.
Abstain instead.
Abstain, sorry.
Thank you. Director Valenzuela.
Sure.
Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Kopsev.
Aye. We'll adjourn as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Conservation Water and Conservation District and convene as the Siskiyou Power Authority. This is item 14A, public comment. Any in-house? Seeing none. Any online?
Showing none online.
None online. Minute approval.
Again, no corrections to July 2.
So move.
Have a motion and a second.
Okay, I take my choice. Okay.
Yeah,
Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Okay.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Abstain.
And Director Kopsev?
Aye. We'll adjourn as the Siskiyou County Power Authority and reconvene as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. Item 15A, County Clerk, appointment of three members to the Siskiyou County Range Advisory Board.
All righty. Range Advisory Board is one we've had for some time. These are people that are participants of grazing permits on federal forest lands. And the board, the clerk's office did the posting as required. These would be for two-year terms expiring July 28th of 2026. And we did hear back from all three incumbents, Carolyn Luis, Greg Cook, and Mark Coates, that they are interested in continuing.
So moved to continue. Appoint
all three.
Second. And a second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye. We're item 15B, County Clerk, appointment of one member to PSA 2.
Yes, PSA 2, we've had a vacancy for a little bit. It was continued. This was originally due to John Delamico's resignation. The clerk's office received letters of interest here. Since this agenda was continued, the agenda worksheet doesn't have the names on there, but we've received from John Michael Patterson as well as Joan Smith Freeman. I did put it out there to advisory board and executive board members to get their take on it. I did get support for actually for both, but Ms. Freeman in the most recent one, I did hear back from I think the majority of those members that I sent the information to that they were in support of her appointment. And it is just a one vacancy, and two people to fill it.
Will you wait?
Move to approve Joan Smith's agreement.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Help?
Okay.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cupsa?
Aye. Minute approval, 16A, reconsider June 18th.
And the only reason we were reconsidering these is because we had a 2-2 vote, mainly because two abstained. So now that we have a full board, I hope to get them approved.
So I'm going to take them individually?
If
yes.
We would, yes, yes, please.
Okay, so let's take 16A for June 18th.
So moved.
Okay.
So approved.
Second.
I'm not sure I was there.
I think you were an abstain and Ogren.
I think.
Or was
Ed,
it?
Ed was
it
out and I was out.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
That's what it is.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it says right here. Yeah.
Okay, so Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Okay. Supervisor Valenzuela.
I see.
Thank you. Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Abstain.
Thank you. And Supervisor Copsa.
Aye. 16B,
right.
July 2nd. Minute approved.
No corrections.
Vote to approve.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
No abstain.
On that one? Okay. And Supervisor Copsa?
Aye. 16C, July 9th.
So moved.
Oh, very quickly, I just did, the only thing I added on July 9th was I corrected the name of the meeting that Supervisor Valenzuela was going to attend. I believe that was on July 9th. But there were no other corrections other than maybe typos. I'm sorry, who was the motion? Who made
it?
Supervisor Chris?
I'll second.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Abstain.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Copsa?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Staff reports? Anything? Any board reports?
Sure.
Go ahead, Supervisor Chris. You look like you're ready.
You know, this time I actually wrote it out ahead of time rather than looking at my calendar. Went to the Two Lake this Wednesday?
Yeah.
Attended the Two Lake Fire Department barbecue. We did some very, actually a very good fire department. McLeod Lumberjack Fiesta days. Well attended. There was one sad incident that a young man got hit with a softball in the head. Over the necks. Yeah, not with an X. Over the, over there. But it was actually a great event. A lot of people from out of town really was there. ORCAL RC and BC strategic plan meeting. We had workshops for 4 days. Members from the public were there. Very well done. Great plan for ORCAL for the future. Really, I'm very happy with that. Attended the McLeod Garden Club, the Doris Lyons Club, ORCAL regular agenda, a regular meeting, two special Klamath. We call them the ESA meetings. We're advocating for about 20,000 acre feet to be released for agriculture and refuges. It's not going to harm the fish at all if that water is released to the refuges or to ag. And something that we're arguing for, it's a tough battle, but attending both those meetings. Superior California Economic Development Loan Meeting. And then was recently appointed to the California 4-H Foundation Board. So I have my first meeting.
Siskiyou Crossroads grand opening was on the 10th. There was an airport open house also on the 10th at 4 in the afternoon. There was some public there making some comments and OTC people. Fire Safe Council meeting, County Fire Safe Council meeting was also on the 10th. ORCAL RC and DC meeting on the 11th. There was public fire meeting over in Aetna at 7 p.m. on the 12th. There was Shasta Valley RCD meeting about a Juniper project for North Coast Resource Partnership on the 16th. City Council meeting on the 16th for Wairika. I attended a Wairika Rotary Luncheon on the 17th. Advisory Board meeting for the COC on the 17th. Shelley Fire Cooperators meeting on the 18th. Forestry meeting down in Mead on the 18th. Collier Information and Interpretive Center, that's C2C, Wendy.
Oh, yes.
On the 23rd, RCRC and Golden State Connect Authority meetings were on the 24th. NCRP Executive Committee meeting was on the 25th. ORCAL meetings all week, 29th, 30th, 31st, and the 1st for strategic planning training. And that brings us to today. Oh, and I worked at the Fair Garden for the Republican, Conservative Republican group on Sunday morning.
Supervisor Howe?
Yeah. Between July 4th and July 17th, I spent in three meetings per day with a fire team. Each one of those days, working with on the Shelley Fire. Returned home from evacuation on the 17th and took off for a week to Montana. I'm happy to report that one of the reasons I was up there, my daughter was inducted into the Big Sky Conference Athletic Hall of Fame. Great time. I returned to waterboard issues. Scott, I'll ask what I really want to talk about today is that those of you who don't know, nearly every parcel in the valley was mailed a curtailment letter, even including private well owners. Which have run the full gamut of people rejecting any kind of government influence on their property or not wanting to work with them. Confusion in a lot of parts of other people. A lot of questions to me about what do I do with this, and quite frankly, I don't know because I don't know what they want done with these letters because. Even under the executive order from the governor, private wells are exempt from the curtailment piece. I've been working with Elizabeth and Matt since last week to try and figure out exactly what the water board's after. We can't quite figure out exactly what it is other than having to declare using less than 2 acre feet. That kind of begs a question for me as this government intrusion continues and what I consider tyranny in Scott Valley from the water board at this point is next it's going to be prove it. And how do you do that unless the water board puts meters on our wells over there? And that's a suspicion of a lot of folks going forward. It's a growing suspicion of mine as well. Along those lines, I was also informed that about two other things this week. One that one of the irrigators who has a low pressure system had a new enforcement division show up on the property with a an end gun on a low pressure system dribbling water out after it had been shut off at the end of the curtailment period and was told that because the water was dribbling out, he hadn't shut the water off. And he was subject to prosecution. And on the other hand, the agreement that we have for stop water has been violated by the water board itself because they set a standard that if you have 30 CFS at the gauge in the river, you're allowed to take stock water, but in working with the water board, the Scott Valley Irrigation District and Farmers District were told, no, you can't take water because we're afraid the water might go down lower, setting, again, arbitrary rules for what I call the kingdom in Sacramento. People have had enough. I mean, if we're going to set a standard, I expect the agency to abide by the standard. Now, what's the difference? I would ask the water board of, if we're hauling water for livestock, we're getting it from one of two places, either from a well that you have deemed connected to the river, which takes away flow, or you're taking it from another surface body of water, which you've also deemed connected to the river. People are pretty angry, and I am too, with the double standard from the water board, and I'm tired of trying to meet their requirements and being nice with them and our water tours and everything else to educate them to have them turn around and do this kind of stuff constantly in our valley. I got off my high horse at this point from the headache sports.
Okay.
I'm not okay, but go ahead.
No, I got it. I just want to make sure I can move on. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. July 10th, I did attend the ribbon cutting for the crossroads here in Guayrica. That entity does have room to expand, and hopefully they'll do that. I thought it was very well done. I think Supervisor Rogan can attest to that. I did go down to Sacramento for the state wildfire resiliency task force meeting. One of the things I did do representing the rural counties there was to bring up the lack of capacity. It was one of the things they keep talking about is all this money that's out there, all these different programs. I said, that's all well and good, but you know, in a small rural county, which most of these dollars are intended to be, you know, there's no capacity to manage that, and then we need help on that front. So that was a message that was reiterated by the board chair, Wade Crowfoot. I did want to bring up, I attended our lobbyist does a webinar on all the bills. I thought that was really well done. So I think he passed on a Zoom link for maybe we can send that to if anyone's interested. Has a pretty good recap. I did attend several of the CSAC policy committee meetings. So as I try to stay on top of this stuff, I thought the lobbyists with the bills that are coming that are getting enacted is a pretty good synopsis of what's coming down the pike. I'll leave it at that.
July 18th, I attended a Weed Airport meeting. July 24th, I attended the RCRC meeting and the Golden State Finance Authority in Sacramento. The executive board was very thankful and appreciative of the tour that they were provided when they were visiting Siskiyou earlier that month. Several tri-county meetings, I'll leave it at that. Attended the ORCAL RC&D strategic planning session, also first five. Attended Saturday night at the Iron Horse, what do they call it? Iron Horse Ranch, is that what it is? In Mount Shasta, where the old cabin is, Iron Horse. Huh? Yeah. The Mount Shasta football boosters put on a fundraiser that night. Very well attended. A couple hundred people, and probably netted about $30,000. So it was well.
A lot of beer sold.
There was more than beer. There was cards.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, that's it. With that, we're going to go into closed session.